Kel had wanted to scream that he'd wanted nothing and no one more than her, that he'd seen her face so many times while he'd been with other people, wanting her yet being convinced he'd never have her. Instead, he'd barked at her for giving the difficult truth. She hadn't broken, though he'd made her cry and he hated that. Gideon had gotten between them and calmed her down, and when she'd calmed, it allowed Kel to realize what he was doing and to step back and approach it differently. This thing between them wouldn't be easy, but if they didn't stick together, it'd be even harder. "I want your cock," she whispered against Gideon's mouth, and Kel thought he'd come right then. Gideon slid back, angling himself so she could grab him at the root, and as they both watched her, she sucked him in slow and deep. Kel began to fuck her equally slow and deep, and for a long while the pleasure built bit by bit, her mouth on Gideon, Kel's cock buried deep inside her cunt. Gideon's eyes were for her, but occasionally he'd look up and meet Kel's gaze, or turn his head to watch them all in the mirror above the nearby bureau. Gideon loved to be watched, loved to watch. Kel found that very hot, found it hot that Jules got off on it too.